WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, that's good news about the weekend.
That's right. It looks like Virginia and North Carolina will get slammed with some snow, but New Jersey, not so much. It is still a very close call with the northernmost band of that storm coming within 50 or 100 miles of New Jersey. But for the most part, we're just talking about cold temperatures here. Currently across New Jersey, we're seeing temperatures mostly in the lower to mid-30s. So we're hanging out around the freezing mark. There's some 20s out there, too. Highs today around 40. With plenty of sunshine, a few flurries, and a bit of a breeze, especially the further north you are. Mostly clear, crisp, and very cold tonight. I think we're going to dive into the upper teens to lower 20s overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, and even colder. Mid-30s for highs, that's it. And then again Sunday, that southern storm looks like a miss, but I can't completely rule out late-day rain showers, especially in South Jersey. Otherwise, cloudy skies with highs around 40. Right now, Flemington 33, Winslow 31, and Springfield 35.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. It is time for college students to focus on finals before heading home for the holidays. But this week's deadly crash is allowing everybody to see their community come together in the face of unimaginable adversity at the College of New Jersey.
Dr. Jordan Draper, Dean of Students at TCNJ, says any tragic event can shake the college, which has around 7,000 students, but maintains a small, tight-knit circle. However, the combination of the nature of what happened and the timing around finals tested the whole community to their core.
Having five students impacted at one time and those five students having involvement in so many different areas of the campus, there was just so many students that were impacted and devastated.
And while several students remain hospitalized and services are prepared for the designated driver who lost his life, Draper is witnessing students go above and beyond firsthand as friends of the victims have stayed to support the families whose kids continue to recover.
And honestly, I think that's been the best part for these groups as well, is having that camaraderie amongst each other and knowing that they're all in this together.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Funeral services are scheduled Sunday afternoon in Springfield for Ott, with a mass and burial to follow on Monday. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:03. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out at or below freezing just about everywhere this morning. It'll be sunny and cold. We may see a few flurries around. Bit of a breeze, especially to the north. High temperatures around 40, and then a clear, crisp, cold night tonight. And we could see the teens in many areas of the Garden State. The good news is that winter storm we've been watching for the weekend should miss most, if not all, of New Jersey. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. A friend says Colts Neck killer Paul Canaro was never quite right after a car accident. We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the 30s and 40s this morning, and we are going to look for temperatures that are only going to top out around 40. Sunny and cold, and very cold tonight. Temperatures will be in the teens in many areas, but it looks like the weekend should be winter storm free for the most part. Dan will have more on that in a couple of minutes. A lawyer for two undocumented workers hired at President Trump's Bedminster golf course says one of them was called donkey and dog by a supervisor, threatened with deportation to get her to work harder. The lawyer representing Victorina Morales and Sandra Diaz say the two women used false Social Security and permanent resident documents to get a job at Trump's resort. The lawyer says the two are now considering a lawsuit. The Trump organization says it has strict hiring practices. It will fire anyone found to have submitted false documents. Lawmakers are expected to cast their first votes Monday on a blueprint for incrementally raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Though final approval likely won't come till the end of January, at the earliest.
Under Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin's proposal, the basic minimum wage would go from $8.85 an hour in January to $9.50 in July, $11 in 2020, and then reach $15 by 2024.
I think it's an issue whose time has come. You know, New Jersey is a high-cost state, high-value state. and our current minimum wage is insufficient today.
Progressive groups quickly criticized the bill for not reaching $15 an hour for some groups of workers until 2029. Those include farm laborers, seasonal workers, workers under 18, and those working at businesses with fewer than 10 employees. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. A friend of accused killer Paul Canaro. So something was never quite right with a man after a near-fatal car crash 6 years ago. Prosecutors say Canaro killed his brother and his brother's family amidst a dispute over money. His friend says Paul endured multiple surgeries after the 2012 crash and was never physically or mentally the same. Still, he says he never saw any behavior that would indicate he could have been a killer. It's the season for holiday shopping, and it's also the time of year when scammers and schemers come out of the woodwork, especially online. But there are some steps you can take to protect yourself.
According to Jersey Consumer Affairs boss Paul Rodriguez, one of the most popular scams right now is the surprise email that shows up advising you of a great sale with wonderful prices, and it gives you a link to click on to start shopping. He says the site may look real, but it could be fake, and any credit card information you enter will be used for fraud.
It's safer if you go to put in the address yourself as opposed to click from a link in an email or from social media.
He adds if a shopping website starts asking for information like your social security or bank account number, you should log off immediately. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's also the busiest time of year for Amazon, and millennials are driving tech spending at the online retailer at a record rate. A new survey shows millennials are so devoted to Amazon, most would rather give up booze for an entire year than give up Amazon, and almost half would rather give up sex for a year than stop shopping there. Millennials bought techno gear more than any other products from Amazon. An overwhelming majority of individuals suffering from substance abuse problems have not had a run-in with the law, at least not yet. To keep addicts from ever entering a courtroom and instead entering the treatment they need to get well, advocates are pushing for more law enforcers to implement a pre-arrest diversion.
The idea is getting to drug users before they're arrested, says Charles Cardona with Ammon Labs, a founding partner of the Police Treatment and Community Collaborative.
Law enforcement is in a very unique position to be able to address this problem.
And through teaming up with treatment providers, they can counter the ongoing opioid crisis. In West Orange, Police Chief James Abbott says their pre-arrest diversion program, Operation Hope, welcomes drug users to the station with drugs in hand who want help.
We have a cadre of volunteers who are trained specifically to deal with this. We call them our angels.
In Monroe, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A food fight has erupted between the Plainfield Teachers Union and the Board of Education. It's been tradition for a decade in the district that board members serve hot dogs and hamburgers on back-to-school night. This year, the union took issue. They're even suing the Board of Ed for violating district rules. Politics seems to be at the heart of this, with the union not happy with some of the school board members and candidates. There are now 11 confirmed cases of E. coli linked to tainted romaine lettuce. That's among 52 cases nationwide. Federal officials have lifted a total ban on romaine, but say avoid it if it comes from the central coastal region of California. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It will not be a stormy weekend for most of the Garden State. The good news from meteorologist Dan Zarrow, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, this morning. So, Dan, I guess it's just all good weather news this morning.
Yeah, as long as you like cold temperatures, that's pretty much the story right through next week. Unseasonable chill in the air. Normal high temperatures right now are mid to upper 40s. We're not going to see that again for a little while. You are waking up to 30s this morning. Not terrible, but we only make it to around 40 degrees this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine across New Jersey. I've seen a couple of light snow showers. I'd really call them flurries passing through North Jersey, a result of lake effect, those showers that spawn off the Great Lakes, Lake Ontario, way up in New York, and drift down our way. A little bit of a breeze out there as well. Mostly clear, crisp, and very cold tonight. Upper teens to lower 20s. At least the wind will be light, so we don't have to talk about that ferocious wind chill. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, and even colder than today, with highs only in the mid-30s. Now, Sunday is the day we've been watching for this southern storm system, and it looks like North Carolina and Virginia will get buried under about about a foot of snow. But here in New Jersey, we end up just north of the northern edge of the storm. So it's close, but I'm thinking it's going to be a miss. Now, I'd be foolish to completely rule out a late-day rain shower. That would be far south Jersey. Timing of that would be about 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, if it happens at all, it's really just going to be a cloudy day and cold, of course, with highs around 40. We'll clear away to sunshine on Monday, about 40 to 45 degrees. Again, not terrible. I just wish it were a couple degrees warmer. And then 40s will do it for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. Thursday, there could be a few showers around. Our next risk for a big bad storm system will hold off until the end of next week, Friday into Saturday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, College of New Jersey, it is finals time, but studying comes amid grief for a fellow student killed in a drunk driving crash. A friend says the Colts Neck killer, Paul Canaro, never quite right in the head after a near-fatal car accident 6 years ago. In sports, Knicks fall to Boston. On the ice, Devils win, Flyers and Islanders lose. Titans decimate the Jags on Thursday night football. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Steve Trevelise.
When we get this kind of inclement weather, where do we go? We come to New Jersey 101.5, and this is where we talk about it, as we always have.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11, on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Pretty chilly out there. We're around the freezing mark, lower 30s for most of the state. Lots of sunshine today. Maybe a few insignificant flurries, a bit of a breeze. Highs around 40 degrees. It's going to get even colder tonight into the start of the weekend. New Jersey First News time is now 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5.
Do you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea or snoring? I'm Dr. Kenneth Newkirk, Medical Director of Head and Neck Surgery at Hackensack Meridian Health, Jersey Shore University Medical Center. We are the first healthcare system in the state to offer Inspire Therapy, an innovative solution to help solve sleep apnea. This new technology uses a remote control device to regulate breathing and snoring so you can get a good night's sleep. Visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org/inspire for more information.
Log on to the Insider drop-down page on NJ1015.com to become a New Jersey Insider for a chance to win great prizes. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health. Our listeners have the chance to win tickets to shows and sporting events, the latest techno gear, retail gift cards, and more. Earn chances to win by clicking on the Hackensack Meridian flashcards and learn about an array of exclusive health and lifestyle information, from healthy recipes to wellness tips and more. The prize club is courtesy of Hackensack Meridian Health and New Jersey 101.5. Tuned into health, we are life years ahead.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is. Made it to a Friday morning in the Great Garden State. The weather news is good if you like cold, better if you like to avoid winter storms, because the one that we were worried about for this weekend, Dan says he thinks it's now going to miss all, if not most, of New Jersey. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Kevin Hart says he has stepped down as Oscars host following an outcry over previous anti-gay tweets that he made. Hart posted on Twitter early this morning an apology to the LGBTQ community for his past words. A proposal to go a little more lenient on parolees who violate some terms of their release has taken a step forward in the Senate. Though some of the Democrats who voted for the bill said they did so despite hesitations they would like addressed.
The bill would reduce by 3 months the amount of prison time a parolee would face for failing to report to their parole officer or comply with the special condition of their release or for using illegal drugs if they're deemed to be addicted. Senator Linda Greenstein noted the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee's three other Democrats expressed concerns. The two Republicans were opposed.
I'll also vote yes, but we obviously have a lot of questions in here, so hopefully, before it would go to the floor, we'll get them resolved.
The penalty of 9 months in prison rather than 12 was already applied for those parole violations for people ages 18 to 25. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A generic drug maker will start selling a slightly cheaper version of the EpiPen early next year. The pen-like injectors are used to treat life-threatening allergic reactions. Brand name EpiPen, which dominates the market, has been in short supply, and it runs almost twice the cost of the new generic pen, which will be about $250 without insurance. As a worker, you should feel pretty good about the results of a just-released business survey and how they feel headed into the new year. As a consumer, the results are not as promising.
New Jersey Business and Industry Association President Michelle Sikirka says in their annual Business Outlook survey,
they believe going forward, they're going to continue to increase sales, profits, and employment. They talk about raising wages for employees next year. Those are all good signs.
But two-thirds of companies say hiking the state's minimum wage to $15 per hour would impact business. 39% say the impact would be significant. About a third of businesses say they'd raise prices to offset increased costs caused by a hefty hike in the minimum wage. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. Democrats hitting fast forward. First major presidential campaign announcements could come before the end of the year. Then the DNC plans to announce a debate framework by then, featuring as many as 20 candidates. The first debate as soon as 6 months away. The 2020 presidential season has arrived. The party wants to coalesce behind a single candidate that they believe can defeat Donald Trump. Among those considering a run, New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker. Temperatures this morning are at or below freezing just about everywhere. 40 will probably do it for the high in many areas today. And that winter storm we'd been monitoring for the weekend looks to miss most, if not all, of New Jersey. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up on the half hour with Dan in 4 minutes. Also coming up at 5:30. We're learning a little bit more about Paul Canaro, the Colts neck killer, and what happened to him after a near fatal accident. And we'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28. As we update business, Asian shares have been mostly higher today after some gains on Wall Street, but investors continue to watch for news about friction over trade between the U.S. and China. Last week, stocks jumped after the Fed chairman indicated the central bank might consider a pause in rate hikes next year while it gauges the impact of its credit tightening program, and that was cheering Wall Street yesterday. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.